So we've been talking to you about this contest. It's called WJR's Game Day in the D, and it's your chance to win a chance to go to the game when Detroit hosts New York on Sunday, November 23rd. Who wouldn't want to do that? You can win tickets. You can win transportation, courtesy of MetroCars. Also money to dine at Buddy's Pizza. And I was just at Buddy's Pizza with Steve Courtney, filling in for Sports Wrap. And I'll tell you what, that pizza is delicious. Katie Palatka, marketing manager of Buddy's Pizza, joins me now. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you are involved. You're a partner here with this WJR Game Day in the D. Why was that important to partner up with us?
Absolutely. You know, we've been a longtime partner with WJR. We love, you know, Detroit and are looking for ways, you know, give our fans and, you know, Lions fans a chance to enjoy both of us. So seemed right.
Do you think there's a Detroiter who doesn't know about Buddy's, hasn't had Buddy's yet?
You know, I believe there are some out there. I used to waitress at the Warren location years ago, and every now and then we'd have a few Detroiters come in and say they've never been there. So, you know, if you haven't been, you got to go. It's the original Detroit-style pizza, and it's the best.
It really is. It's delicious. Like I said, I was just there with Steve, and a pizza connoisseur I know is named Renee. She's here with me, too. She loves pizza. Have you had pizza, Renee? Nope. All right. It's not working. Okay. So anyway, tell us about how you make this pizza. What's the original way of doing it?
Yeah. So, you know, we make our dough fresh in-house every day. It's double proofed, double stretched by our teams each morning. And, you know, it's four ingredients. We proof the dough. We stretch it in this pan, which is a blue automotive steel pan. That's where we got it back in 1946. You stretch it out in the corners, and as long as it proofs and gets that nice rise, we put pepperoni right on top of the dough, sprinkle our Wisconsin brick cheese, top it with our sauce, and in the oven it goes.
So it's really easy to enter. You download our free WJR mobile app. You find a secret keyword, then you text it back, and then you're entered to win in this wonderful contest. I'm not eligible, but I would if I could. If someone wins the $100 to dine at Buddy's Pizza, can they go anywhere? Is the gift card, you know, finite? Do you have to use it by a certain time? Give us the logistics.
Yeah, no, it's you can use the gift card at any Buddy's Pizza location in Michigan, and there is no expiration on the gift card. So if they don't use it all on that visit, they can save it for their next time they come see us.
All right, so I have my pizza connoisseur. She's with us now. She's very busy. She does traffic, too. This is Renee, Katie, and she loves pizza.
Katie, I will tell you that my decision solely if I'm going to an event sometimes has been made based on if Buddy's Pizza will be served.
I love that. You know, I hit Buddy's Pizza before I go to games downtown myself.
Do you guys cater?
We do. We actually are running a holiday promotion now through the end of the year. Guests that cater us for the holiday party can save 20% off an order of 200 or more with promo code HOLIDAY20.
And, you know, the deal with that is you're not going to have to worry about if anybody's going to like the food or not. Who doesn't love pizza?
Nor do you have to spend your time in the kitchen. You can hang.
Right. And actually enjoy your guests.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have more than pizza. We do have our chicken tenders on our catering menu. We have our oven-baked meatballs, salad, pasta trays. So, you know, there's a little bit, as you said, for everyone to enjoy.
All right, Katie Palatka, marketing manager at Buddy's Pizza. Thank you for partnering with us for our Game Day in the D on WJR. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, and we look forward to seeing who the winner is.
I can't wait to see who does it and wins it.
Great.
Can't be us.
Now I want some pizza.
Unfortunately,
yeah. At 7:54.
Unfortunately, our Lions didn't get the job done yesterday, losing to the Vikings 27-24. And I know you and your husband are big Lions fans. What did you think yesterday?
I ask him going into every game, how are you feeling about this one? And we both felt confident that the job would have got done. We had the better record. And just after the way they played the last game, I don't know about you, but I really did not think today we'd be sitting here talking about this the way we are.
No. I told the deacon at church when he asked me about the Lions all the time, he asked me on Sunday, I go, no problem.
No problem.
J.J. McCarthy's still a rookie in this league. It's just his third game playing. No big deal. Well, okay, I was wrong. He was 14 of 25, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns. The Lions just didn't look sharp. They, you know, Jared Goff was on the run most of the game, and he was sacked 5 times.
Nice.
And the offense didn't really get going. But Dan Campbell says, everyone, do not panic.
You know, we didn't run the ball well. you know. 3.3 average, that ain't good enough. You can't run it, you know, it's hard to be explosive offense. Because now you're a sitting duck. You'll sit back there and gun, and everybody knows you're passing, and they just pin their ears back, and they go after you and run all the games and then get up there in mugs and all that good stuff. So, you know, so yeah, we got to clean some things up. But I'm not in panic mode.
All right.
And you hear it in his voice. You can tell. I think we all know him well enough that you can hear it in his voice when he is panicked. He seemed okay.
Yeah.
Certain uncharacteristic things that you don't see from this team, like the ball getting punched out from David Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
He usually protects that ball.
Yeah.
Told you guys, it was too much candy in the bellies. It fogged them.
Well, like you know, like
that's hurting my performance this morning.
Like you want your coach to not have any concern. The quarterback didn't have his best game, but Jared Goff says, you know, we're going to be okay.
No concern. No, there's certainly an urgency of fixing things, and we did fix things. I think, you know, from 2 weeks ago, but there's more to fix. Obviously, there's a ton to fix and a ton of things to get better at, and it's a long season, and we got to get to it and fix these things.
So sometimes we feel like, oh, the bye week is a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it was not this time.
Well, I mean, everyone's going to overreact and be like, uh-oh, we don't have a good defense. You know, it's look what J.J. McCarthy did.
And don't look now. Look at that division, how tight it is.
I was just looking at the division standings where the Lions are second in the division, which you don't like to see right now.
Yeah, too bad the Packers lost. That's a good thing. Too bad the Lions couldn't take advantage of that.
I know. So Packers are 5-2, Lions are 5-3, and guess who's also 5-3? The Chicago Bears.
What a game that was yesterday.
I mean, this is what's great about the NFL.
Joe Flacco has gone into Cincinnati and he's just, I'm going to chuck it around the yard. I mean, they still lose.
Right.
But it's been fun to watch.
So the next time the Lions see the Vikings will be on Christmas, and Terrion Arnold says, we'll be ready.
I mean, we play them on Christmas, so I think it's one of those things where neither sour taste in our mouth. They know we know that they're going to be ready to come out there and compete. I mean, who wouldn't want to be spending Christmas with their family? So I look at it as one of those things where my family's going to be watching us, and I know my teammates feel the same way. So it's one of those things where we're not looking at that game. We focus on the Washington Commanders, but when that day gets there, we'll be ready.
All right, they say they're going to be ready, and thanks for the Lions Talk and Pizza Talk with Renee Vitale. Appreciate you. Coming up, something that I care deeply about is the royal family, and there's been some major headlines when it comes to what's going on with Britain's King Charles and his brother. That's at 8:05.